This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
And welcome to it, my friends. It's the weekend here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you on board. Watching politics. Lots and lots of politics. We'll talk about that today. And then at the end of the show, stick around. We have an Academy Award winner with us today to talk about a brand new documentary that is something you're going to need to see. This called The Abolitionists. It's about child sex trafficking. It's going to open in 600 theaters around the country here in a couple of weeks. When was the last time you heard about a documentary opening up on 600 theaters around the country? And the answer is, well, never, frankly. So the next big prize is Indiana. And the governor there, Mike Pence, endorsing Ted Cruz. And I'm like, why didn't he just go ahead and endorse Marco Rubio? It means nothing. You see, here's the thing that they seem to not understand. The American people have been demanding change. Real change, not hope and change, not some pretend change, real change on a variety of hot-button issues over the past several years, and for the most part, we the people keep getting soundly ignored. When we Americans demanded the southern border with Mexico be closed and controlled, and that we contain a massive influx of illegal aliens, we were ignored. In fact, this year, it may be worse than ever. When we demanded that those in Washington stop the out-of-control reckless spending and get the debt under control, we were ignored. The economy has been stagnant at best. In fact, this president, Barack Obama, will be the only president in American history to oversee an economy that never made it to 3% in growth for the gross domestic product. We asked for more. We were ignored. We've been begging for a break on our taxes that seem to be going up at the local, state, and federal level all of the time, and nobody cares in Washington. We're ignored. We've been buried in excessive red tape in just about everything we do, from getting a license to go to work, to the EPA now controlling mud puddles, to the NSA and everyone else watching and listening, to pretty much everything we do all the time. We are ignored. We demand that the military be maintained and kept in good order. We demand that those that serve in the military, when they come home, are taken care of. But our veterans and our concerns, like everything else, are ignored. Newsflash, we won't be ignored anymore. The time of reckoning has arrived. And that must be clear anytime you look at the political races of 2016. Whether or not you are a supporter of Donald Trump or the other rebel, Bernie Sanders, you likely identify with many of their points about a corrupt nature in Washington, crony capitalism, broken borders, broken promises, and that nobody there seems to understand or actually care about the rest of us out here in the hinterlands. I mean, right now I'm going through my third insurance change since the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. Members of Congress are not concerned because they don't use Obamacare. They're exempt. How convenient. How can laws be passed for us peasants, forced upon us with penalties and threats, and members of Congress are exempt? It happens. I've heard many people say over the past few months, what difference does it make anyway? The politicians in Washington don't care about us. They're all the same. The folks we send to look out for us spend more time looking out for themselves and padding their own wallets. That's true, of course, on both sides of the aisle. I mean, how many former congressmen and senators become flat-out filthy rich after leaving office? I can tell you the number is just about 100%. Let me give you an example. former Vice President Al Gore was worth about $1.7 million when he left office 15 years ago. Today, Al Gore is worth around $400 million. Now, that's good work if you can get it. That right there is good work if you can get it. And that's why people are angry. People on the left are angry. People on the right are angry. It seems Americans in general, pretty angry. And the reasons are pretty straightforward. Year after year, problems that are so obvious that a five-year-old could figure them out continue to grow. I mean, how tough is it to figure out? And to understand, if you take in $5 and spend $6, it isn't going to work. It isn't going to last very long. We go to the polls each election cycle, and whether we vote for hope and change or just hoping to change something, anything, more often than not, we're simply forgotten. They seem to remember our phone numbers, though, don't they? Right about the time they want more money for themselves to run for office again. They also keep telling us how much they care about us as ordinary Americans, as middle-class people, as working people, or whatever cliche they can force out and muster in their silly stump speeches. They will tell us they're the only choice and voting for the other guys will be a disaster. Well, let me tell you something. From where I stand, it all looks like a disaster. They do each other's favors, but not us. To me, it really began to fall apart in October of 2008. You probably remember this because I thought that day, I remember standing in my driveway in October of 2008 thinking, this is the beginning of the end. George W. Bush sent $700 billion careening down a rat hole, as far as I can tell. I thought to myself that day it could be the slow unraveling of America, and I'm yet to see anything that says I was wrong. You see, that plan allowed the Treasury Department to spend all of that money as much as it wanted to buy things like bad mortgages. But it also included nice stuff like $110 million for tax breaks, so-called incentives, and expanding the coverage of individual accounts under the FDIC. The problem is, I can't say for sure did much of anything besides tax $700 billion onto our national debt. Now, some economists, well, it made it so it wasn't as bad. Now, how do you know that? How do you know it wasn't going to be as bad? And the answer is you don't know. You don't know. 4 months later, newly minted President Barack Obama decided after less than a month in the Oval Office, it was time to put more cash into the fire. He dumped an incredible $830 billion more dollars into the hands of many that have played a role in the economy's demise to begin with. In the end, it didn't do much either. But it attacked another $800 billion under the bill that you owe and our kids owe their kids. In fact, everybody's kids, grandkids, you and me, everybody, we owe that money to the Chinese and others that are funding our financial follies. Both Republicans and Democrats will kick and scream and carry on and tell you why what they did worked and they can prove it. And it's the others, it's that guy's fault. You know what? I'm sick and tired of that. Here's what I know. We're $19 trillion in debt. The president was involved, so was the Congress, so Republicans were involved, so were Democrats, and we're broke. But we still spend good money on important bits of research, like, for example, the sexual habits of fruit flies, because, God, I need to know that. They also are studying how to perfect the best way to cultivate medical marijuana for use by federal transgendered inmates, because I got to know that, too. I guess after a while, people just get tired of not being listened to. I guess when people get frustrated, they get desperate. And when they get desperate, they tend to get angry. And when they get angry, they look for different sorts of solutions. And that, my friends, is exactly why Donald Trump continues to win. And Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, newsflash, isn't even a Democrat, has won something like 18 or 20 states now and has huge followings all over the country. Now, I'm not going to make any predictions about what happens in November or if Donald Trump is still in or Bernie Sanders. But right now, I'm not going to bet against any outsiders. Welcome to the weekend, my friends. It's the Steve Gruber Show.